From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're expecting another medical update soon on hospitalized survivors of the Tucson, Arizona shootings, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Her doctors are still surprised by Giffords' pace of recovery just over a week after the lawmaker was shot in the head. The Democrat's been upgraded from critical to serious condition. She is no longer on a respirator, and she's still responding to her doctors. The Tucson shootings are figuring prominently in speeches promoting non-violence on this holiday honoring a civil rights icon. Nationwide, events are being held in tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose message of peace continues to resonate with each generation grappling with tragedies such as the January 8th violence in Tucson. Apple CEO Steve Jobs is taking medical leave again. NPR's Paul Brown reports Jobs tells employees in an email that he will remain CEO of the multimedia device maker, but Apple's chief operating officer will run the company day to day while Jobs focuses on his health.
Steve Jobs is not sharing details of his health problem at the outset. The lack of specifics is consistent with previous incidents. He's had pancreatic cancer, which he says he has beaten, and in 2009 he took medical leave for a liver transplant. Jobs says in his email that he and his family would like others to respect their privacy. That's not stopping speculation about his health or Apple's prospects. The company's depended heavily on Jobs for design and marketing inspiration. He predicts Apple's management team will do what he calls a terrific job while he's on leave. Industry watchers say Apple is set to launch a new version of its iPhone handheld device and a next-generation iPad tablet computer this year. Paul Brown, NPR News.
An explosion in northwest Pakistan has destroyed a passenger van, killing at least 12 people and wounding 8 others. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the blast coincided with a new report finding the number of terrorist attacks in Pakistan had fallen last year.
A senior police official said today's attack was caused by a time bomb weighing approximately 14 pounds that had been fitted inside a canister placed inside the van. It detonated as the vehicle traveled between the cities of Hangu and Kohat in northwest Pakistan, an area some 95 miles south of Peshawar, and where militants have struck markets, police stations, and mosques with devastating effect the past year. This latest episode comes as Pakistan's Institute for Peace says that the incidents of violence and terrorism fell by 11% in 2010 compared to 2009. But the study also concludes there is no long-term strategy to combat militancy in Pakistan, where a sense of instability is growing in the country's largest cities. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The market is closed for the holiday. This is NPR. In Brazil, it's again raining north of Rio de Janeiro, drenching an area still reeling from recent mudslides. NPR's Juan Ferreiro says the rugged terrain is making it hard to fly out survivors and deliver aid.
Helicopters have been trying to deliver food and water and rescue those who were stranded in the hillside communities that were hammered by last week's rains. The torrential downpour prompted mudslides that brought down hundreds of homes and left at least 630 dead. The crisis is a test for Brazil's new president, Dilma Rousseff. She's pledged to improve the lives of the many millions of Brazilians who live in poor hillside communities. Rescue teams have had it hard. The rain let up for just a short time this weekend, and they face the challenge of placing thousands of homeless people. For the time being, several hundred are being placed in small shelters run by churches and other organizations. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for rule of law in Tunisia, which has been gripped by days of unrest since the autocratic president was ousted. As the country prepared to announce a new unity government, security forces clashed with angry demonstrators today in central Tunis. They were trying to stabilize the North African nation after toppled President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali fled to Saudi Arabia Friday. The new government includes former Ben Ali opponents, widely seen as a historic transition of power in the region. Sergeant Shriver, brother-in-law of the late President John F. Kennedy, is in a Washington, D.C. area hospital. It's uncertain why the 95-year-old who has Alzheimer's disease was admitted over the weekend. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.